This evening, we have three public hearings that are all by the same applicant, and I'm going to ask Mr. Lank if we have a consensus for consolidation this evening, or has there been a request for consolidation?
I've spoken to the attorney on behalf of the applicant, and they requested that they be consolidated.
Okay. What that means is that we're going to conduct one public hearing, and that they will cover all three of these applications. Since most of the testimony would overlap one from the other, it's just more expedient to do one hearing. Now, when we vote on these, they will be voted on as three separate issues, three separate applications when we actually vote on them, but we are going to consolidate them for public hearing purposes this evening. Mr. Lang, I can read them in all three into the record. Go ahead.
I'm assuming there is a consensus of the full commission that we
commissioners
proceed this way.
Appears to be everyone.
Right.
Okay. We have a consensus of the commission to consolidate. Proceed.
The first application is change of zone number 1746, the application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district to a MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 9.45 acres more or less, lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, and being north of Ocean View, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 134, Map 9, Parcel 21, and that is only a part of Parcel 21. Change of zone 1747, again an application of Castaways Bethany Beach LLC, is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MR medium density residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 17.8 acres more or less, land lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, and being north of Ocean View, and again being a tax map ID, District 134, Map 9, Parcel 21, and again a part of. And conditional use 1986, Castaways Bethany Beach LLC, is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 11.56 acres more or less, and being land lying east of Cedar Neck Road, Road 357, across from Sandy Cove Road, Road 358, and being north of Ocean View. And again, being identified as tax map ID, District 134, Map 9, parcel number 21, and again being a part of. For the benefit of the record, we have received from the applicant an exhibit booklet on February 3rd, 2014, and that's for consideration by the commission. And that booklet contains references to the consulting team, an application letter referencing the applications, copies of application forms, checks for payment of fees, copy of the deed to the property, surveys and legal descriptions, preliminary site plans and zoning density plans, an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report and plan, preliminary land use service, also referred to as PLUS, comments and responses, considerations and responses to the subdivision code section 99.9C, and supporting documents. Copies of the approved Seasons at Bethany site plan for the same site. LDOT letter dated January 6th of 2014 with attached support facilities report, a service level evaluation request, a traffic signal agreement, a letter from the Sussex Shores Water Company, a letter from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and a draft set of restrictive covenants. We did receive additional comment from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, that was in the form of a memorandum. It relates to all three applications. It was received yesterday, April 23rd, 2014. And references that the project site is located in a county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, being the Cedar Neck expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the proposed 45 single-family lots and 30 multifamily units. That Ordinance 38 construction will be required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,935 per EDU, more specifically referred to as equivalent dwelling unit, that the parcel has been served with a 1/8-inch stub located along the parcel's frontage on Cedar Neck Road, and a sewer connection point is available at the southern property line of the county's pump station located on the north side of parcel 21. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. That connection to the sewer system will be mandatory. That the proposed project of 75 residential units is within the system design assumptions. That the county requires design and construction of an on-site collection system to meet county engineering department requirements and procedures. That system connection charges will apply, and that a concept plan is required. I'd also advise the commission that the technical advisory committee comments received on or before March 24th of 2014 are part of the record and are the same or similar to the comments received in the PLUS report. I would also advise the commission that we received in the office 46 letters and emails in opposition to this these applications, and that a large number of those applications or letters and emails make reference to opposition to a proposed campground and water park, which is not a part of these applications. Now, for the benefit of the commission, I've already provided them copies of all the emails and letters just before tonight's meeting. I'd also advise that the applications include, the three public hearings include, a downzoning from C1 general commercial to MR medium density residential, a rezoning from MR medium density residential to MRRPC medium density residential planned community for 45 single family detached dwelling lots, and a conditional use for multifamily use for 30 single family attached dwellings within 10 buildings. So that would be the maximum number of residential units would be 75. And gentlemen, that's all the correspondence I've received to date. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
All right, sir, we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started, it appears that the applicant has several visual exhibits that they will be referring to. We have those exhibits in front of us here. They are very difficult for you to see from where you're sitting. So please feel free to get up and walk over here and take as close a look as you like at any of the exhibits that are there. And you may do so anytime during the hearing, and you may do so as many times as you like. I just ask that you do it quietly, because we really can't have another meeting going on over here while we're having a public hearing. So feel free to get up and take a look. We would appreciate it, though, if there was no conversation.
And Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicants have provided a second copy facing the audience also.
Yeah, right. Even so, it's still very hard for these folks way over here to see, and feel free to get up and maybe walk along the back and then come up, but you're welcome to take a closer look anytime you like. And with that being said, we recognize the applicant.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen. For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney representing the applicant, Castaways Bethany Beach, LLC. You stated, we're going to just make one presentation on all three applications. The applications are all interrelated. They all stand or fall together. With me is Todd Burbage, who is a principal of the applicant, and Jeff Clark from Land Tech. As Mr. Lank stated, there was an exhibit book submitted. It contains various documents and exhibits concerning the application. It does include the applicant's response to the plus comments, the environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, and a summary of the subdivision considerations as set forth in Chapter 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. Our presentation is going to be fairly concise and straightforward. I'm going to address some general information about the nature of the site. I'm going to discuss a little bit of the history of the proposed use of the site, some of the particulars of our application and the relevant land use regulations applicable to our applications, and Jeff Clark will then review the details of the site plan with you. I initially, in preparing this, initially thought it was going to be very uncontroversial in that it was a not only a downzoning of the zoning district, but in effect a downzoning of the existing conditional use too, which I don't know if I've ever dealt with downzoning of a conditional use. There was an article in a local paper over the weekend, and I think it caused some controversy just because of the way it was worded that I think caused some undue concern. Basically, what it stated was that tonight the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission will hold three public hearings regarding a revised request submitted by Castaways Bethany Beach for a proposed campground, multifamily duplex residential units, and a water park to be located on Cedar Neck Road. And obviously, this is a revised application to the prior applications, but as was stated, that is not the application before the commission. It's not the application that we filed. The application that we filed is, as Mr. Lang stated, results in 45 single-family lots and 30 townhomes. I say that because the emails that were received in opposition, I think if you'll review them, they're really in response to the newspaper article, and I don't think really geared or directed toward this particular application. Specifically, what we are requesting is to create a mixed-use residential development to be known as the Preserve at Cedar Pines. It will be comprised of a total of 75 residential units, as I said, 45 single-family lots and 30 townhouse units. And in order to accomplish that, because of the way the code is written, the three applications are, first, we're going to rezone lands that are currently zoned C1 to MR. We're going to seek a conditional use for the 30 townhomes we're requesting. And we're seeking an MRRPC approval for 45 single-family lots. So this land over here is currently zoned C1, roughly this one-third. This is zoned MR, so we're seeking to rezone this from the existing commercial to MR. The piece shown here in the coloring would be the conditional use area. The rest of the site would be the MRRPC for the single-family lots. I'm pretty sure you're very familiar with this site from the prior applications that we presented. But for the record, I do want to just state that the site is located on the east side of Cedar Neck Road. The east or the rear of the site contains federal and state wetland areas, and it borders lands of the state of Delaware. The north of the site, or the right, is the reservation, which is a residential subdivision. To the south of the site are land zone C1, and that's the current location of the Bethany Mini Storage business. To the rear of that, the lands are zoned MR. And then on the west side of the property, the parcels border Cedar Neck Road, which is County Road 357. On the other side of Cedar Neck Road are several residences and the Hawker G&E supermarket and some other retail stores, and that area is zoned C1 commercial. The site contains a total of 29.36 acres. As I mentioned, the site is currently has split zoning, with the northern two-thirds being zoned MR. That's approximately 19.91 acres, and the approximate southern one-third being zoned C1, and that's about 9.45 acres. As to the history of the site, this same property was approved by the county as a conditional use for 143 multifamily units, and that was conditional use 1488, and that was approved in 2003. And that site plan right here is the currently approved site plan for that conditional use. Basically, on the MR lands were townhouses. On the C1 lands were multifamily units located in five buildings. Again, that was a total of 143 units, 63 townhouses on the northern side, 80 multifamily units in five buildings located on the southern side of the site. That application was filed by Vaughn Melson and his father. His father, unfortunately, and unexpectedly passed away shortly after that approval, and that resulted in some unforeseen delays in proceeding with that development. However, that approval is still valid today. As a result of the delays that occurred at that time, the development then got basically pushed into the economic downturn and the recession that basically halted pretty much all development in Sussex County and elsewhere. Economic conditions affected the nature of the housing market, the type of units that were in demand, and in particular, multi-family type units. The large buildings with the stacked units, there wasn't any demand for those. And at that point in time, it was decided to seek an alternative use for the site. In July of 2012, applications were filed by tonight's applicant, Castaways Bethany Beach LLC, with the county, and that was seeking approval for an RV campground with 139 campsites, 60 rental cottages, and a water park open to the public. Now, those applications actually also included some additional lands that are located right here where the Bethany mini storage is. They are not part of tonight's application. They were part of the prior application. I'm sure as you recall, those applications were not warmly embraced by the area residents. And in December of 2012, the commission voted to recommend denial of those applications by a split vote. The main issues that were raised by the opponents and the comments of the commission basically expressed concern over the increased RV traffic on Cedar Neck Road, which for the most part lacked shoulders, resulting in potential safety concerns. The general consensus of the area residents was that the area generally contained residential uses, and an RV park and a water park were totally out of character with that area. And in addition, those uses raised concerns regarding safety, noise, and impacts inconsistent with the existing residential nature of the area. In December of 2012, prior to the county council hearings, the applicant withdrew those pending applications. And as I stated in the letter of withdrawal that was submitted to the county, the applicant wanted the opportunity to reconsider alternative options for the development of the site. Now, that reconsideration by the applicant results in the applications before you tonight and this proposed development, as I said, to be known as the Preserve at Cedar Pines. This application, again, is a mixed-use residential development, 45 single-family lots, 30 townhouse lots with recreational amenities. The applicant listened and considered the concerns that were raised at the prior hearings, and we believe that these applications represent a use that results in a reasonable economic return to the applicant that's consistent with the residential nature of the area and the comments that were made, as I said, at those hearings. And that is particularly true when, again, you consider that this site, as it currently exists, is approved for 143 residential units. And this application, or these applications before you tonight, actually reduce the density for this site by 68 units, from 143 units to 75 units. Now, because of the mixed zoning of the property and the provisions of the zoning ordinance, as I said, there's three separate applications required to accomplish this intended development. But this development will be one development. It will be operated and treated as one development. It'll have a single-family section. It'll have a townhouse section. The recreational amenities will be used by all the residents in the development. The first application, again, is an application to rezone the 9.45-acre portion of the site, which is currently zoned C1, to MR. As I mentioned, the northern two-thirds of the site is already zoned MR, so the southern one-third, which is zoned C1, by rezoning it MR, it will bring it into consistent zoning with the other portion of the site, and it will result in the entire site being zoned MR. Now, as the commission knows, that is a significant downzoning. The uses permitted in the C1 are extensive. The density permitted in the C1, as you know, are 12 units of the acre. So by rezoning this to MR, obviously all the commercial uses that would be permitted today will no longer be permitted, and the density, permitted density, would actually be reduced from 12 units of the acre to 4 units of the acre. Also, the other application, which I'll speak about for the RPC, of course, requires it be a residential district, so this will permit us to go forward with the RPC. The second application, again, is for a conditional use on 11.56 acres, as shown in the gold color on that plot. That's on the northern portion of the site, and that's proposed for 30 townhouse units. That will be located in an area where, under the current plan, there are townhouse units located. So it's not wouldn't be a new use going there. It's a use that's already approved in that area. And the third application, again, is to create a single-family MRRPC on the remaining lands, the lands that are not part of the conditional use, and that would be, again, the lands that would be provided for the 45 single-family lots. The three applications and the proposed residential mixed-use development are in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map does designate this parcel as being in the environmentally sensitive development area. That designation is one of the growth areas created by the plan. The plan recognizes in the environmentally sensitive development area that housing types should be permitted, including single-family, townhouse, and multifamily-type units. The plan also strongly encourages that development in the environmentally sensitive development area be served by central sewer and water. This area is already served by central sewer and water. As Lawrence read the letter from the engineering department, the site is in the Cedar Neck expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The letter stated that EDUs are available for this site. I would add that the site is already approved for 143 units, so our proposed 75 units are only about half of the EDUs that already have been basically assigned to this site. Central water will be provided by the Sussex Shores Water Company for domestic use and fire protection. As far as the traffic impact, again, because this is a reduction in the number of residential units, the traffic impact will be approximately one-half what the traffic impact would be under the currently approved plan. And all entrance improvements, of course, will be done in accordance with and as required by DLDOT. I also mentioned that the rear or easterly side of the site does contain wetland areas. Those wetland areas were delineated by Envirotech Environmental Consulting, Inc. The Army Corps of Engineers did issue a preliminary jurisdictional determination letter dated September 20th, 2011, which is valid for 5 years. So that determination and designation has been accepted. The remainder of the land is predominantly cleared, and there's no environmental features or conditions that will be adversely affected by the development. And with that background, I will turn our presentation over to Jeff Clark to present and explain the site plan.
Thank you, Jim, for the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm a landscape architect with a firm of Land Tech Land Planning from Ocean View, Delaware. And I'll be referring to this plan that's out of your tab three. And we'll start with the single access into the planning community from Cedar Neck Road, which lies about 340 feet north of the Sandy Cove Road, Cedar Neck Road intersection. Swimming pool with sunbathing deck, pool changing room and fitness room are situated just inside the entrance to the community on the exiting side of the main entry exit driveway. And there we've provided automobile and bicycle parking for the residents and their guests immediately in front of this amenity. The pedestrian sidewalk system is planned on one side of the private streets throughout the community, which serves as a link to each home and its and the neighbors to the neighbors and to the swimming pool and the fitness area. Pedestrian scale street lighting will be placed along all the private community streets, sidewalks, and parking areas to promote safety and security for the residents and their guests. The multi-family housing, as you can see in the colored rendered portion of the site plan before you, is arranged around open courtyard areas. That allows for some sharing of the recreational area by the multifamily residents and their guests. And the enlargement at the bottom right corner of the plan illustrates a configuration of the typical multifamily units. They're grouped as two sets of three homes with an 8-foot building separation. And then each of these six home groupings are separated from their neighbors at least by a minimum of 40 feet. The multifamily dwellings, as you can see, are planned near the entrance of the community with the single-family detached homes lying within the interior of the site and facing the wooded water and wetlands views to the east. Each of the single-family lots are at least 7,500 square feet in area with a minimum width of 60 feet. All the setbacks on the chart to the right there show that these lots conform to the code requirements. Typical curved street pavements are 24 feet wide within the 50-foot right-of-way for both the single and the multifamily units. Each multifamily and single-family detached home are provided with two off-street parking spaces. And in the multifamily area, there is some additional guest or overflow parking placed around those units. We've rendered in green around the perimeter of the site a continuous landscape buffer as planned along the entire perimeter of the site, that up to the extent where the site is not currently wooded. This, by code, will be a mixture of evergreen and deciduous plantings installed in conformance with those requirements. In addition to that, areas along Cedar Neck Road, Bethany Mini Storage, and the reservation with those landscape buffer plantings will also be elevated and graded with earth and berms to further buffer the sounds, lighting, and views from the neighboring commercial and residential land uses. The conceptual storm drainage design will utilize green technology best management practices as are required by DENRIC, including a combination of bioretention, infiltration, bioswales, porous pavements, and filter strips to achieve stormwater quality management to meet the current DENREC regulatory requirements. Given the tidal connection, discharge of this site butting right up to the tidal wetlands, quantity management is not a requirement. And proposed grading of the developed site will direct stormwater from the pavements and other impervious areas into those bioretention, infiltration, and porous pavements for the required quality treatment and management. Stormwater retention within the biofilters and bioswales and filter strips will allow for the sedimentation and biofiltering through the vegetation prior to being released in a controlled fashion at specific locations. The preserve at Cedar Pines will have potable water distributed through the centralized piping system extended through the entire development as supplied by the Sussex Shores Water Company. This site lies within their certificated service area. The water system will also be designed to meet the requirements of the Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office for Emergency Fire Protection. There is an existing 12-inch water main that extends about halfway across the frontage of this property. And as part of this proposal in dealing with the Sussex Shores Water Company, they will have us extend that line to our northern property line, which then sets the stage for water to be served to the folks north of us if they so desire to have it for fire protection. As was stated earlier, the project lies within the Cedar Neck expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer District and is served by an 8-inch stub from the pump station, which is, you see the little white square on your plan behind the multifamily units. That is the current pump station at the end of Territory Trail. And there's an additional connection for wastewater out in Cedar Neck Road. Real quickly, the analysis of traffic has determined that the project, because of the reduction in traffic impact, there certainly was no need for a traffic impact study. And I just want to mention that the previous application, or the application with the multifamily and the townhomes that Jim referred to earlier, as a part of that application, 20 foot of additional frontage, or about a half acre of land, was dedicated to expand the width of the right-of-way for Cedar Neck Road. The State of Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife Natural Heritage Program, in their remarks, said that there are no records of any rare or federally listed plants, animals, or unique natural communities on this site. Mr. Fuqua already mentioned that the tidal and non-tidal wetlands have been mapped in accordance with either Denrick State maps or the plan that was processed through the Corps of Engineers. Defining the open space using the Sussex County Code and using the definitions that are given, there is a total of 49% of the site dedicated to open space. That equates to 14 and a half acres of a total site of 29.4 acres. With regard to public and private infrastructure provisions, the infrastructure needed to serve this community currently exists in capacities that are adequate to accommodate the entire development. We have public water, public sewer, public or electric, telephone, CATV, internet service, all of which are available to the site. In correspondence received from the Office of State Planning Coordination, it was pointed out that there are no known cultural or historical resources, such as the National Registered Listed Property or archaeological site on this property. And again, I point you to tab 5 as our response to the detailed plus response or plus comments that we received. I think, as was pointed out earlier, our response to the Chapter 99-9C of the Ordinance 1152 is also in tab 6. That concludes my remarks.
Gentlemen, that is everything we have to present. I do have some proposed findings that are combined findings for all three applications. The majority of the findings that apply to all three, and then there's individual things applying to the specific applications, and also proposed conditions for the conditional use application and the RPC application, of course, which you can place conditions on. And I'll give those to Lawrence to hand out.
Thanks, sir.
I do want to mention again, because I think it's important that the, I think it's pretty obvious, but I hope when you read it, you'll see that it's also obvious that the emails in opposition do seem to be generated by the newspaper article that raised some confusion as to what this application was about. So please read those with that knowledge that I don't think it's really directed at this application. In closing, the rezoning of the C1 land to MR, the creation of 45 single-family lots and 30 townhomes is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It's consistent with the general nature of the residential development in that area. And we believe it takes into consideration the objections and the concerns that were raised at the prior hearing that was held before you regarding the site. The net effect of these applications is the elimination of a commercial zone parcel and the reduction in the currently approved density of the site from 143 to 75 residential units. We think it's appropriate, and we do seek your recommendation of approval. And with that, we will try to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Fuqua, Mr. Clark. Mr. Fuqua, just parroting what you just said, this is the site. These three parcels are presently approved under a conditional use dated somewhere about 2003 for 143 units.
That's correct.
Which can be built on this site.
That's correct.
What you're proposing now is 45 singles and 30 multifamily units within 10 buildings, also correct?
Right. It's basically doing away with the multifamily, creating single family, and reducing the townhouses.
And that is a reduction of 68 units.
Yes.
You're also giving up the, if your application is looked at favorably by this group as well as county council, giving up the commercial zoning and the opportunity to have commercial uses on that site.
I feel like you're trying to talk me out of this.
I'm running over my notes. And
no, yes. No,
you withdrew your application.
That is correct. That
2 years ago, you withdrew your application. There's still time.
No, that's exactly what we're requesting to do. It's generally the opposite of what I'm trying to do.
And the density in the C1 now will go down from 12 units to 4 units.
Correct.
The currently, we've all seen the site. There are streets and I guess some stubs and hubs are cut in on the site. Will the streets be modified or in any way to reflect this plan? What I'm asking is the streets that are already bulldozed through.
They don't match up at all.
They don't match up at all. Okay. Insofar as the area that you've got for the stormwater management area, where do you anticipate that outfall to go to? Is it a type of system that will be a wet pond with a with outfall?
There'll be no wet ponds. That's old technology that you may have heard from other applications. But there will be a couple of outlets between lots, and then there's a sizable area here that you see on your plan that's labeled. Most of this will be dealt with infiltration practices, and most of the outfalls will be emergency outfalls.
I may need you, Mr. Clark, just to sort of approach the microphone that people want to hear. So if I had, let's say, if I was an owner of perhaps lots 25 through 28 of the subdivision of reservation along Territory Trail, I wouldn't have a open space stormwater management area that would be an open pond and perhaps attracting nuisance geese, things like that.
That's correct.
Okay. Proposing sidewalks on one side of the streets.
Correct.
And sidewalks throughout the community.
Correct.
And I believe you said the wetlands line was updated and re-permitted dated, 2011?
Yes.
And
that was the Army Corps.
Yeah,
Army Corps, and that's
date,
that's good for?
5 years.
5 years. Mr. Chairman, that's the questions I have at this time. Thank you, sir.
All right, so we thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fuquay, Mr.
Carter. Mr. Ross.
The mini storage will stay in operation next door as it currently exists, or?
Yeah, that's not owned by the applicant, but
it doesn't get compacted. The sidewalks are curb and gutter, or the one sidewalk on one side?
All the streets are curb and gutter. The sidewalks are on one side of the street only.
Right, okay. And then you have agreed with the state of Delaware to contribute to the improvements to the signalization of Cedar Neck Road and Fred Hudson Road. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you, Mr. Johnson. Are there any other road improvements that you're being asked to make as part of this project?
Off-site?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
So it was just, and the traffic signal contribution, that's in lieu of a traffic impact study?
Actually, the traffic signal has quite a bit of age to it. It was part of the original project that had the townhomes and the multifamily buildings. In fact, all of those improvements at Fred Hudson Road have been made. And I don't believe the developer was approached for a contribution to that improvement. So that intersection, if you've been down there, is upgraded probably as far as it can within the current right-of-way there. But the highway department is asking us to keep it in effect, and that's in their comments through PLUS.
And as part of the changes that you're requesting, is there an opportunity for a bait and switch? In other words, is there an opportunity for you to turn around and put in a campground and a water park?
Well, I mean, we could come back in and reapply to you, but I don't think that would be advisable.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Just if we were inclined to recommend approval and the county council was inclined to approve this project as you're requesting, you can't turn around without public knowledge and without a whole new set of public hearings to request any of those changes.
Yeah, actually, the rezoning of the land would almost make it prohibitive.
We'll prohibit that. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application and the information that was presented to me, and I have no further questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
Back to Mr. Ross's comment on that signal agreement. The signal's already there.
Correct.
So what stays in place?
If at some point in the future that they should decide to upgrade it further, all of the signal agreements from all the developments on Cedar Neck Road would have to contribute a proportionate share to that upgrade.
Okay. The 20-foot strip along Cedar Neck Road, that's been dedicated?
Yes, sir.
To them already?
Yes,
sir. So what we see now is how it's going to be?
Correct. They already own that. In fact, we are 20 foot further toward our site than anyone going toward the dead end or going back to the south.
Okay. Is there any sidewalk going to be requested there?
No, sir. Not to the best of my knowledge.
You mentioned price point in your book, variety of price points. What would be the price points on these?
There's no, I'm not aware of any builder involved at this point, so I couldn't answer that. I would just be a guess.
I think the general answer to that is the price difference between the multifamilies and the singles. So in the community, there is a variety of affordability.
Just between the one, just between two?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have at this point. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
Just for the record, there was a minor reference. There are no commercial activities associated with this application.
That's correct.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you, gentlemen. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1746, 1747, and conditional use number 1986, Castaways Bethany Beach, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Well, on commission, have any questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you, John.